Medical marijuana is already legal in Washington and 17 other states, and this Seattle dispensary hopes to expand and sell recreational marijuana, says founder Shai Satis.
All around Washington, and eventually someday, possibly in Oregon, California, Colorado, wherever cannabis is legal.
Medical marijuana dispensaries are nonprofit cooperatives, and members need a doctor's recommendation. A different framework is being created for recreational marijuana, says Washington State Legislator Roger Goodman.
Well, we have to have regulations that put in place means to produce cannabis, to process it, and to sell it that's economical enough to be able to be sold at a price that's lower than the black market, and yet a price that's high enough to deter youth consumption.
Under Washington state law, adults can now possess about 28 grams of the drug. Recreational marijuana will be regulated by the State Liquor Control Board, and marijuana experts have been briefing state officials. Recreational marijuana will be heavily taxed, and local officials hope to gain needed income. And they hope to save money by no longer prosecuting marijuana users. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes says it will also take marijuana out of the hands of criminals.
It's trying to recognize that sometimes the blunt force instrument of traditional law enforcement doesn't work, and how smart a government can be to beat a criminal element at its own game.
Recreational marijuana will be restricted to adult use, and dispensaries will be kept away from schools and public parks. Psychologist Steve Freng, who helps coordinate federal prevention programs, says questions remain unanswered.
How demand may increase, how consumption and purchasing may increase, how it's going to impact folks under 21 years old, and much the manner that we're dealing with underage drinking right now.
He says at least 10% of users could become dependent on marijuana. Seattle city officials hope the federal government will work with Washington State and see how the experiment develops. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Seattle.